The Barefoot Investor, the only money guide you'll ever need. Written and read by Scott Pape.
For Liz, home is wherever I'm with you.
February 12th, 2014. Location, Romsey Emergency Evacuation Centre.
She leaned in, gently put her hand on mine and said, "Honey, I know it will be difficult for you, but you're going to need to let people help you. You've got a young wife, a little baby, and you've just lost everything you own. I'm a financial counsellor. I help people in crisis. Let me help you." 10% of all author royalties are donated to the not-for-profit financial counselling peak body, Financial Counselling Australia.
This audiobook has figures correct as of 2018. Throughout this audiobook, I mention a PDF. Download the PDF from your audio library. G'day, and welcome to the 2019 update of The Barefoot Investor, the only money guide you'll ever need. It's been a busy 12 months. House prices across the country are now falling at the fastest pace on record, something I predicted when I wrote the first edition in 2017. And the Royal Commission into Banking Misconduct was held and revealed a lot of stuff I warn about in this book. Yet the final outcome was a fizzer. The banks were basically flogged with a wet lettuce leaf on a $1 billion bun. Here's how the Financial Review reported it. Shareholders in the Big Four banks celebrated a record day of gains as the Hayne Royal Commission recommendations left the structure of the banking sector intact, triggering a historic relief rally in financial industry stocks. The surge in major bank stocks triggered the single biggest increase in their combined market capitalizations in history, as almost $20 billion was added to the value of the Big Four banks. Wait, what? Yes, for all the shocking revelations, the charging dead people for advice, the fees for no service, the fraud, the deception, nothing has really changed. And truth be told, it'll never change, because the banks have 30 billion reasons, cash profits of the Big Four per year, to eat your burger. Bottom line, the bankers aren't going to change, so we must. In fact, the findings from the Royal Commission can be summed up in just one line. No one cares about your money more than you do. And that just happens to be the core message of this book, and it's clearly struck a chord with readers. It's now sold a staggering 1.6 million copies, and it's become one of the best-selling Australian books of all time. My favourite quote is from journalist Monique Bowley, who described it as the biggest finance cult in Australia. Here's how she put it on Mamma Mia. "As I pulled my bank card out of my wallet and scanned the pay pass, the cashier gave me a knowing smile. 'You're one of them,' she said. 'Barefoot.' I nodded back, slightly embarrassed. My cult status was exposed. 'I'm on it too,' she confided. 'And I see it almost every day. Right now, thousands of Australians are flashing orange bank cards with mantras penned on with Sharpies and stickers. Splurge, they read. Daily expenses, read others. And they all signal one thing, that you're following the biggest finance cult in Australia." Of course, one person's cult is another person's community. But whatever you call it, we're certainly having an impact. Literally hundreds of thousands of people have been where you are right now, listening to the first pages of this book. And hundreds of thousands of people have used the book's timeless strategies to totally transform their lives. And you're next. Welcome to the cult.
The Barefoot Investor holds an Australian Financial Services Licence, AFSL number 302081. This book outlines general advice only. It should not replace individual, independent, personal financial advice.